You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval. And check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Scandal advice, or sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Thursday, which means one of our favourite people is always with us on Thursday. I look forward to seeing his big smile, his handsome face, our dear friend Loopy Lou. Hey, Mark, are you there?
Loopy Lou is here. Hello, Rob.
That name makes me giggle. You said that people used to call your dad Loopy.
They used to call him Loopy Lou too. Yeah, it's really funny that you say
it
that.
It all comes full circle, doesn't it? Loopy Lou, we love you. Okay, let's jump in the show because we've got a ton of gossip to get to. Quite scandalous stuff today, but don't worry, we're going to handle it in a naughty but nice type of way, Mark. Because it's easy to get really naughty. It is, and I sometimes do this in life, and I hate myself afterwards when you're out drinking with friends. Bitchy stories are always the stories that get the most attention, the biggest laugh, but then you don't feel so nice about yourself. And so we try really hard to be naughty. We are naughty, but we are nice. I like to say, Mark, you might have come up with this, or maybe Nikki Gostin did, our friend at Page Six. We are a pinch, we're not a punch.
Right.
A pincher. Just a little pinch on your arm, but I don't punch it. Okay, let's jump in the show and see if I can really stick to this philosophy. I'm going to do it. Okay, big story at the top of the show. Andy Cohen from Bravo has been accused of snorting cocaine with his favourite housewives in a bombshell lawsuit. So the allegations in the lawsuit were filed by former housewife star Leah McSweeney, and they are explosive. So she claims that Andy uses cocaine with the housewives. Now, using cocaine, I know some people that use cocaine. I don't know people who use it with their employees. And we often think, because we watch the reunion shows, we make the mistake of thinking Andy and the housewives, they're all best friends, they hang out, they're all equals. Not true. He's their boss, and that's why this story gets very, very difficult. Plus, let's be honest, cocaine's illegal. He's not drinking vodka with them, maybe he is. But alcohol is legal, you might be able to abuse it, but drugs are still drugs, Mark. And so when a lot of my friends are quite blasé about drugs, I'm like, no, no, no. In corporate America, and don't forget, Bravo is owned by NBC. It's corporate. In corporate America, drugs is just not good. What do you think?
Yeah, it's not. And I think back to when all of this came to be, when Bravo and the Housewives, it's a different time. And I think people, you know, it was, the lines were blurred and maybe things were swept under the rug. But I think now we're in this time of accountability and transparency. And suddenly, you know, it's a lot easier to point out when things are not right. And now he finds himself in a situation where, oops, maybe I did do some things and I'm going to be called out for it.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're onto something there. The world has really changed, and I'm grateful for that. The way I behaved in an office 15 years ago would not be accepted today, and I'm grateful for that too. I think this is a really good example. A TV friend of mine said to me 15 years ago on American Idol, we could make fun of people who couldn't sing and clearly had learning mm-hmm. disabilities. Remember yeah. Will Hung, She Bangs, yes, the Ricky yes. Martin stuff, and Susan Boyle. Like, we even sort of made fun of her. Now you just can't do that. That Simon Cowell nastiness is no longer acceptable. And I think that's good. Simon's changed too. Andy hasn't changed. Andy's still the same Andy yeah, from yeah. 10, 15 years ago when this was acceptable. I'm not saying it was ever right, but it was acceptable. And this is the part of the story that really, really stuck with me. Leah is not talking about 15 years ago. She's talking about 2 or 3 years ago. So some of my friends who are defending Andy, who know him, we know him, Mark. If you live mm-hmm. in New York, you know Andy. Some of my friends are like, yes, he used to be sloppy. Yes, he used to be a mess. We all have stories of a night out with Andy or a friend that spotted him out and about. And their stories are funny, but really sort of maybe not funny. But now it's a different time, and I don't think he has changed. So some of my friends defended him and saying, oh, he's a dad now, he's a different guy. This lawsuit is using examples from 2 years ago, not 10 years ago. I'm not saying it's excusable. Just because it happened in the past doesn't mean you can just move on. But it does make a difference when it is so recent.
It does. And I think, you know, I wonder, is this the moment where more come forward? Is this the moment where more people feel, you know, comfortable sharing their truth? Because Andy and Bravo, they're a powerhouse. And I think people mm-hmm. sometimes feel fearful to, you know, call out something that they're uncomfortable with. And, you know, now that we're in a different time, and fame, his fame has grown, and the show has grown in such, you know, a huge way. It only highlights, you know, your problems. It doesn't mm-hmm. make them go away. And so when you have this power and the money and the attention, you know, more people are looking at you.
Yes.
You know, in your yeah. personal life and in your professional life.
You put yourself in the spotlight. You wanted this. And Andy worked really hard to be famous. He always wanted to be a star. And I say that with respect. I don't put people down for their ambition. I like that. Mm-hmm. But he really wanted this. I think sometimes when people wonder why I'm not more famous, I've got to say some of it is a conscious choice. I turned down a lot of stuff. I was offered the Gay Housewives. Remember that show, The A-List? I met yeah. with them and they offered me a part on it. I might have even signed a contract. And I filmed one episode and I quit because I remembered this is just not for me. I have a really nice life. I don't want to be Andy Cohen. I don't want to be Bethany Frankel. Talking about timelines though, and I think this is worth pointing out, Kathy Griffin was one of the first to make this explosive claim about Andy, and she did it in 2017. She stated that before she went on Watch What Happens Live, Andy offered her drugs, offered her cocaine, and she said, I've done a lot of talk shows. They didn't offer me this on The View. And back then, Andy dismissed it and said none of it was true. And we sort of made fun of Kathy as being, oh, crazy right. Kathy. We do that, don't we? We often look at the person making the accusations and try to diminish them, try to make fun of them. I know Brandy Glansville, another housewife, just last week, she came forward with a lawsuit too against Bravo. And it's easy to just laugh at Brandy because we've seen her be so messy on the show. But these are going to add up. And I don't think they're going to go away. And at some point, it will become a tipping point. We know Andy's in trouble because he's hired a crisis PR guru, one of the best crisis publicists in New York, if not the world, is now working with Andy. But I want to know what you think about this, Naughties. And it brings us to our poll question of the day. Andy has been accused of snorting cocaine with his favourite housewives. We know he has his favourites. I wonder who they were. We know Bethany was a favourite. We do. We know Brandy was a favourite. So who are these housewives? Our question to you is, should Andy be fired? Is this the end? Oof. If your supervisor did this to you, if your supervisor allegedly asked you to have a three-way, if your supervisor FaceTimed you getting sexual, if your supervisor wanted to do drugs with you, I think we know what would happen to that supervisor. Should the same happen to Andy? And then legally, I just want to point out here, Andy has denied all of this. They put out a very strong statement saying none of this is true. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Loopy, what are you working on?
I love the story. So a Sopranos actress has paid off her mortgage debt with money she's made on OnlyFans.
Who is it? Edie Falco. Okay,
I wish. No. Drea De Matteo. So she was best known for her role in Sopranos, has revealed that she's used the earnings from OnlyFans account to pay off her mortgage debt, potentially saving her house. Now, Rob Matteo, she shared that she was facing financial difficulties, having only $10 in her bank account and facing the possibility of losing her home. And in response to the struggles, Matteo returned to OnlyFans, and it's an 18-plus subscription site. And she said, OnlyFans has saved my life 100%. Mm-hmm. Now, you might be wondering, why did she only have $10 in her bank account? And so her decision to join the site came only after being in the forbearance process and experiencing challenges booking jobs in Hollywood due to her refusal to receive the COVID-19 vaccine.
That's right. I forgot about that. That's absolutely right. I have mixed feelings about this. I'm quite a prude, you know that. As somebody who's as loudmouthed as I am, I never really talk about sex, certainly not my own sex life. Like, I'm quite prudish about it. So at first, I thought OnlyFans was vile. I just disliked it. I didn't like the process of it. But my opinion has changed. And if you are willing to do this and you want to do it and you consent to do it and you can pay your bills this way, who am I to judge? And so part of me is like, oh, you are better than this. But then part of me is like, who am I to decide who is better than what? And who am I to decide that acting in this role or behind a camera in your living room is different? And so I try to have a much more open mind about this. Initially, I was like, oh, don't do it. And if my friends came to me and said, Miss D said, I'm in a Troyan OnlyFans, I'd be like, oh, are you? But I think we have to let people make their own decisions, Mark. Where are you on the whole concept of, we know it's an adult site. Most people on OnlyFans are naked, are touching themselves, are accepting donations. I think that's how it works. I think there's a subscription fee to watch your favorite model dancing around in their underwear or maybe naked. I've got okay with it. Where are you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a complicated, like, layered, nuanced topic. And, you know, each person has to make the choice for themselves, right? So if you're losing your home, and this is one of the only choices that you have, and you're able to pay off your mortgage in just a few weeks, then perfect. But I think for me, we don't know the implications down the line. Like, what's it going to look like 5 years from now? When you, or when, you know, if you, let's say you're living a certain life in your 20s, and then you're 40 and you have two young kids and they're asking, right, you know, why is this on the internet? I think it's complicated and we're not looking into the future. Yeah,
that's a good way to make decisions in life. I try to think of the long term, not the immediate gratification. Like, doing something now might make me feel really great, but that isn't the Rob I want to be 10 years from now. Often when I have a big decision in life, I'm like, what would Rob in 10 years from now say about this decision? And it really puts it into perspective for me. And so I wish you the best. I really do. I know what it's like to struggle financially. I do. At the moment, I'm doing very well, but there's been times in my life when it was really difficult. So I do know what it is like, and who am I to judge you? Congratulations on paying off your mortgage, I guess. Okay, moving along, Taylor Swift's father, who has been accused of assault, has promptly left Australia. So don't worry, they're not on the run. They're not being chased by the police. The way that this story has been positioned, primarily by me, I've got to take full responsibility for the shadiness here, is they're running from the law. That's not exactly true. So there was an incident with a photographer in Australia while Taylor was there doing her shows. This was a scheduled departure. It has nothing to do with the incident. And now the photographer, and there's no charges being pressed here, the photographer is saying all he wants is an apology. So Taylor's dad, Scott, is free. He's left the country. A fun story. And nobody was hurt either here. But the serious part of this is I've been involved in some of those tussles with security guard, with photographers. All calm down. It's all going to be okay. We're all in this together. You need your pictures. I need to be in the paper. We can figure out a way to make this sort of organized chaos.
Yeah. You know, I've seen many paparazzi over the years, like, fight each other even, because that one picture, you know, can make or break your week, and people will push and shove. And so it can get really intense in the moment when a celebrity is walking to and from somewhere. So I try to just stand back and mind my own business.
Yeah, stay away. There are vicious, vicious buns. I love this story. Drew Barrymore is revealing something about her very cheeky daughter.
Yeah, so Drew Barrymore's daughter has a unique argument tactic using her mother's own past against her. Let me explain. So Barrymore revealed that her daughter brings up her 1995 Playboy cover when they're discussing appropriate clothing choices. Now, Barrymore, who's now 49, has two daughters with her ex-husband, Will Kopelman, and Olive, who's 11, and Frankie, who is 9. She didn't specify which of her daughters made the comment.
Oh.
What do you think? Oh.
Drea Mateo's daughter's going to have a lot to say about her OnlyFans. I mean, it is interesting, isn't it? I love when you throw stuff in your parents' face. My mum and dad have never been on Playboy or Playgirl, and they're certainly not on OnlyFans. But when I was growing up, I would throw things in their face like, well, you said this, or you did that, or you didn't tell the truth to grandma. And so I think it's just a natural part of growing up. We forget that kids of famous people are still kids. They're still kids, and they don't really look at their parents as superstars. Stars the way we do. So they say the truth. Children do tell the truth. Okay, quickly before we go to break, there has been a verdict in London and Harry has lost his battle over his UK security, basically making him a commoner. So he went to court after the British government removed his government funded security while he was in the UK. So they downgraded it. He still does get security, let's be clear here, but he doesn't get the level of the working royals. He took them to court saying, no, I want my security back. Now a court has decided it's all perfectly fine. You step down, you no longer get the perks. If you don't have the job, you don't get the perks. He can still have some security in Britain. He will be looked after. They don't want anything to happen to Harry. Also, too, when Madonna, when the biggest stars in the world, when Taylor Swift go to London, they don't get the royal security. They get private security. There are a lot of really, really good private firms in Britain. They're expensive, but he can now hire his own security. In America, they travel with private security. They don't have government-funded security here in New York or in America or in LA, wherever they are. When they were in New York recently, they always had a private bodyguard with them. It was somebody they paid for. So now I think they're going to be treated more like celebrities than royals, which is, I guess, what they wanted.
Listen, it's like any other job. When you leave a job, you lose the benefits of the job, Harry. Yeah.
I know. It took me a long time to learn that. Oh, when I worked for JLo, gosh, Mark, I was invited everywhere. Every restaurant, every party. The day it ended, I could literally hear my name being ripped off guest lists around New York. The day. It's like Cinderella. The day. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Mark Lupo. Hey, Loopy, let's get to the polls. Yesterday, we talked about Prince William cancelling an event with Queen Camilla. People were really concerned over Kate. Our question was, are you worried about Kate? 80% said yes. And I don't think it's just that William cancelled an event. Now we find out it was actually Pippa's boyfriend who had passed away. That's why he cancelled this event. It wasn't Kate, although Kate has to be on his mind. We've not seen her now in over 100 days. No photographs of her. You would think the palace would stage a picture of her in the garden with the kids and just release a beautiful picture. They haven't. Something's going on here with Kate, and so I do understand why you are worried. And the longer that we don't see her, the more concerned we're all going to get. Okay, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rumba. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
So the Chiefs coach has noted Travis Kelce's transformation since dating Taylor Swift, calling him a different man. I like this. Okay. So Dave Merritt, the defensive backs coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, recently shared that he believes Taylor Swift's relationship with Travis Kelce has had a positive impact on the team. Now, Merritt mentioned that Kelce seemed to change for the better after he started dating Swift, and that his happiness was contagious among the team. He even described Kelce as a different man at the start of the relationship, and he said that his brother has now encouraged the team to be in a different place, in a much happier place.
I like this. This is the whole point of meeting somebody, of dating somebody. It's not just to make you happy, it's to make everybody around you happy. I really do believe that people we're around, we don't have to be dating them, but the environment that we are in can really change us. And so put yourself in places where you will thrive, in relationships with friends, with lovers, with everybody, with colleagues. colleagues, make sure you're surrounded by people that make you a better person. I love that story. And let's do our naughties of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. G.J. Khaled has been slammed for making his bodyguards carry him so he doesn't mess up his sneakers. He was spotted, I know, walking on the beach wearing his Nike Air Jordans, and he didn't want to get them dirty. He didn't want to get sand on them. And he's a big boy. And so the security guards picked up DJ and carried him. People are saying this is so rude and he needs to apologize. It reminds me of when Tim Gunn from Project Runway said he spotted Anna Wintour being carried down steps so that she didn't scruff her shoes. And then he got removed from the invite list to the Vogue ball, to the Met ball, because he said it. We all want our clothes to be nice. We all want our sneakers to be nice. Getting people to carry you around, not a good look. Not a good look. Okay, let's end with a moment of rub. You get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub. You are a seed that needs time to grow. I've had to learn this the hard way. Patience is really, really important. And as we said a minute ago, make sure you're planting yourself in the best environment to succeed. I love remembering this too. That little seed that we're going to plant has everything within it to survive, to thrive. You're a seed too. Everything you need for success is already within you. You've got to make sure you plant yourself in the right place. You've got to make sure someone waters you, which would be you. You've got to make sure the sun is shining. Put yourself in the best possible environment to succeed. I think part of the success of this podcast, Mark, is when during COVID, we stopped going to the studio. And we started doing it at home. And this environment makes us more comfortable. This environment makes us so much more open. Things that we would say to one another, filming the podcast now, taping the podcast now, we might not have done in front of an iHeart producer in their fancy studios. And so the environment is important.
It is. You know, I'm coming to you straight from my kitchen. So it does. We're having this kitchen table talk and it's very loose and it's fun and it's fast. And I think you're right. This is why it's working.
Surround yourself with people who encourage you. Okay, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. And before we go, I just want to say thank you so much. iHeart sends me the numbers for the show, and suddenly, and I'm not sure why, well, I am sure it's because of you naughties, our numbers have exploded, and the reason is you are sharing this podcast. So if you have friends who love celebrity gossip, if you have friends who need a moment of Rob, if you have friends who need a friend today, share this podcast. And that's how we're going to grow together. Okay, let's end with our tagline. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.